It's obviously different than playing and competing, but I said there in my speech, I speak to millions of people on TV, and I've spoken in front of tens of thousands of people, and I don't find it particularly daunting, but I found today daunting speaking in front of my own people and in a place that's very close to my heart, and I found it difficult to speak. It's very emotional, it really touches the heart, and I feel extremely humbled and honoured. I really do. It really touched my heart that up here in Donegal with all my family sitting looking at me and people saying the nice things they did. It was a very nice day.
Your positivity you have for Donegal is well documented, and you've been on with us talking about it, but it's like you can see other people picking up on it, and feeling the positivity in a room like this, talking about the positives, it's catching.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's fair to call Donegal a hidden gem, but certainly it's a gem that's getting more and more exposure, and it's a gem that will continue over the next decade or so to become more and more unpopular with visitors, and the more popular it becomes with visitors, and particularly through the conduit of golf, it's going to bring a lot more money into the economy, and when it brings money into the economy, it brings jobs. When it brings jobs, it gives everybody a better lifestyle, and everybody wins as a benefit. Even though they might be coming in to play golf, these people are coming in spending tens of thousands of pounds, and sometimes hundreds of thousands of pounds, certainly down in the southwest of Ireland they are, and there's no reason why they shouldn't do it in Donegal, particularly the American clients.
But with what you're doing, okay, and then we had the success, of course, of the Irish Open. Other than that, while there is some momentum, what needs to be done sort of at officialdom, do you think? Like, what needs to be done so that we're not talking in 10 years about missed opportunity, if you get where I'm coming from?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all about a marketing strategy, and it's not for me to tell them how to do marketing, but I think the Wild Atlantic Way has been a huge success. We want Tourism Ireland to shine a spotlight in terms of their funding up here. We want the government to shine a spotlight in terms of funding of infrastructure up here. I'd love to see Donegal Airport opening up more internationally, certainly from London. It would be great to have a regular service in and out of London, in particular with the huge population that they have there.
And that requires someone having a go, doesn't it? Like, build it and they'll come, almost. You need to sort of put it on and see where it goes.
Yeah, I really do think, certainly we have it, when you talk about build it, we have that in Donegal now. If you look at the upgrades in the golf courses alone over the last 5 or 10 years, and you've seen it, you've the world's greatest architect at the moment, Gil Hans, who's done work all over the world, and there's regarded as a premier golf designer in the world, architect in the world, who comes at a huge expense, has just done a golf course up in Narrenport New. You've got the St. Patrick's Links here. Again, Tom Doak, well recognized in America, huge name, huge reputation. Again, a new product that he's put on online here with the Casey's at Rosapenna. And then the upgrades to all the other golf courses that are gone on around the county as well. And certainly that's the lens that I'm looking through is golf, because I've seen how it works down the southwest. I've seen how popular it's been, and I've seen how much money has been brought into the local community from people coming to stay and eat and drink and have the crack and bring their families with them.
You talked about how you found yourself turning pro, switching to golf. A former GAA player, you picked up an injury early on, 19, I think you mentioned, and then, however, you managed to go from a pretty decent club player by the sounds of it, 9 handicap, to playing on the tour. It's a remarkable. Do you look back at that? And I mean, obviously you wouldn't change anything, but you love football so much. When you look back at what could have been from a footballing perspective, do you have any emotion there?
I do. I always look at Kevin Moran. I mean, he's my hero in a lot of ways, and Kevin was my hero because he was so successful at Gaelic football, winning All Ireland, and then transferred into another sport. I'd love to have had the opportunity.
Just give you three more years of football.
Like, just to have played senior county level would have been great. But anyway, it wasn't to be. There's twists and turns in life, as we all know, and I can't complain about the twists and turns in my life that have come so far. I've been very, very fortunate, and I love golf, but I have an incredible affinity with the GAA. I've gone to all the Donegal matches this year with Dad, and I've loved it. And I little things like, and I live my life so much through my dad, and I see what he's done, and I see, when we're walking down going into Clonus, for example, for the Ulster final, and the amount of fellas walking by with a Dublin jersey on, yes Mick, yes Mick, and hello, how are you, and all of those as Jim McGuinness said to me, every one of those yes Micks has got a story behind it. There's a reason why they're saying yes Mick to him, because they would have met so many years ago. They might have gone to school together. They might have been business together. They might have just been friends or played golf together once. And that's great. And I certainly I really admire that. And in a lot of ways, I kind of regret that I didn't have that opportunity to play county football.
One final question on that. A lot of conversations about teams, you know, the Ryder Cup team, your involvement in that, the importance of camaraderie, the GEA. But golf is a very individual game. Playing singles, did you enjoy that as much as you did the team element of it?
No, I didn't. I think most of my success in the game has come through team events, you know, winning the World Cup with Pádraig as a partner for Ireland, obviously the Ryder Cups, and then captaining in the Ryder Cup. That's probably what I'm best known for. If you talk to anybody about my career, the first thing they're going to go down the road is probably a Ryder Cup, and secondly probably
the
World
Cup. But you're okay with that? That's really
I'm okay with that, yeah. Absolutely I'm okay. I'm lucky to have those experiences and to win so many times as well. You know, I've been involved in 6 Ryder Cups and we've won all 6. And you know, I feel very lucky that that happened, and to be around at a time when I had great teammates and great bonding. And I know the game of golf at the moment is very divisive, with a lot of those players that I shared a team room with, you know, on the other side of the fence now with the Saudi involvement. And but you know, one of the things I keep saying to them is, you know, I don't want to break the bond that we've had and all of that. As much as we're on different sides of the fence and have different views of the game at the moment, it's important that we don't lose that friendship, because that's what I look at Dad, and I look at Dad with the Donegal, and the minute he sees somebody he played football with, bang, there's that association.